The Twelfth Bite of Christmas. Some of you will have enjoyed a fortnight off over Christmas, spending a couple of weeks relaxing with your family and friends. But for some people, the holidays meant a chance to play Fortnite. The rise in popularity of this video game through 2018 has been staggering. As a game, it is playable on personal computers, video game consoles, handheld consoles, and on tablets and mobile devices, meaning that as of November last year, around 200 million people worldwide played the game. It is by no means the only popular video game out there, but it certainly has taken the world by a storm, and a lot of its popularity is linked to video game streaming. Top players broadcast themselves playing games on the internet, and through advertising and other revenue streams, the top players make millions of dollars a year. The best Fortnite streamer, Ninja, has millions of followers on the streaming platform Twitch, and has peaked at over 600,000 concurrent viewers at any one time during his daily 12-hour game streams. There are also professional tournaments for gamers, where prize money and sponsorship means they can make millions of dollars a year. So as well as many people simply playing the game for fun and the online social interaction with their friends, a career making a lot of money playing and streaming video games is inspiring people to plough many, many hours into pursuing their dream. Now, modern-day gaming controllers and mice are designed with ergonomics in mind, so the repetitive strain injuries are relatively low. According to a study in the BMJ Open in 2014, the majority of these injuries were mild, but are linked to the type of controller used. The extensor tendon of the thumb can take the brunt of the insults, and indeed there was a paper in JAMA in 2015 that reported a case of extensor pollicis longus rupture through repetitive gaming on a phone. Other video game related injuries we might see are acute fractures and soft tissue injuries from people flailing motion controllers around and falling over whilst wearing virtual reality helmets. Care must be taken if putting Granny in a virtual reality headset for the first time, as the feeling of presence in the virtual world is so good, you can easily lean on a table that is not there and fall flat on your face. So Christmas will have delivered another wave of gaming implements into our lives, and for those of you who do not partake in the gaming side of things, the vast majority of you will use phones and tablets for work and social media applications, and the average daytime use of these continues to rise. So device-related repetitive strain type injuries is something we should look out for, and asking relevant history such as type of device and hours used becomes an important part of our consultation. As with any repetitive injury, refraining from the activity is good advice, and a referral to a registered hand therapist is a great place to start. So that ends our 12 Bites of Christmas. I hope they've provided some Christmas-related bites of useful information somewhere along the line for you. The normal podcast schedule will start again on Friday. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.